Hi, my name is Michael Myers. I'm a psychiatrist, and my position at SUNY Downstate is I'm a professor of clinical psychiatry. And I want to respond to the question about some of the guidelines that are important when and if we're asked to see a new patient who has lost somebody to suicide, because this can come in kind of a couple of different forms. One is where the individual is specifically coming to see us because they've recently, or maybe not so recently, lost a loved one or a close friend or associate to suicide, and they're not doing very well. They may have broken out into various symptoms, and they're confused and want our help. So that's the one situation. The second situation is when, in the course of looking after somebody who's come in maybe with depression or an anxiety disorder, and we're trying to figure out what some of the stressors are in their life, somewhere in there they mentioned that, well, you know, my mother killed herself. It was 13 years ago, but I'm not sure if I've ever really dealt with it, that sort of thing. So we should always kind of perk up our ears as something that we should return to if and when the person is ready to talk about it then. So some of the basic guidelines are, though, it's extremely important that the individual have a sort of sense that this is something that we're comfortable with. Because I've talked with many survivors who have lost somebody to suicide, and it's almost like they've got radar. They can tell whether or not this is a therapist who is comfortable with the subject and is capable of helping. Because I've heard someone say, I just felt it kind of freaked my therapist out, and he immediately changed the subject. And I thought, ooh, I don't know if this is somebody that I can really discuss this with, that sort of thing. So obviously we have to be empathic and kind, and it's most important that we let them tell their story, that we don't necessarily interrupt them, that we really, you know, let them tell their story about the deceased and also about the way they're feeling. And one final thing that's extremely important is that we do need to know, of course, a bit about the individual who has died by suicide, because that will make sense. And if they want to and need to talk about the individual quite a lot, that's okay too. But we should always be careful that we don't get so caught up in the drama of the suicide ourselves that we lose sight of the person, the survivor, who's come to see us. Because sometimes some survivors have felt that they're not getting any help at all, that the therapist, the psychiatrist, continues to keep asking about the deceased. And the person says, hey, you know, I'm the one who's here to get help, so please help me.